A couple weeks ago, Sharon and I enjoyed the new movie, Reagan, chronicling for us, of course, not just the life and history of the 40th President of the United States, but also the history of our country during our own late teenage and early adult years. He was president when we got married in 1987. The movie has received mixed reviews, depending, not surprisingly, upon political affiliation. But I think it's fair to say that one of the emphases of the movie rightly captured both the spirit and the actions for which Reagan has become known throughout history, namely his opposition to the whole system of communism, especially as it was then practiced in what was then the Soviet Union, the USSR. That period of time, rightly identified as the Cold War, and toward the end of the Cold War, under the leadership of President Reagan, our country had a well-defined approach to the Soviet Union. Early in his presidency, Reagan had publicly labeled that nation as the evil empire. He also used other very provocative words to describe our arch enemy. But as things began to change, particularly with the arrival of President Gorbachev, Reagan began negotiating with the Soviets in order to bring about an end to nuclear proliferation. And when he was asked how he could negotiate with a nation he had called the evil empire, when asked how he could trust our arch enemy at the bargaining table, he answered by announcing what that policy was in a typically simplistic but extremely meaningful way. Trust, but verify. Trust them, that is, negotiate in good faith, but verify, hold them accountable. And the bargaining position expressed in those words really was used to bring an end to that Cold War. It was the insistence upon verification, negotiate, sign treaties, and then verify to make sure the other side complies with them. Negotiate peace through diplomacy, but verify subsequent actions through military presence. Trust, but verify. I think we can say that Jacob has a rather similar approach as he prepares to meet Esau in Genesis 32. You see two very different approaches in Esau, or in Jacob, though not contradictory. Jacob is gracious toward his brother, humble and generous. He's also wise, for although he seeks a friendly response, he is preparing for what he fears the most, a hostile response. But above all of that, much more importantly, we see again God's presence, that wonderful